A1 brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. And as I usually get the opportunity to do on the Tuesday morning, what is a scheduled Bartlesville Monday night city council meeting, but no meeting last night, I still get to talk to Trevor Dorsey. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Charlie.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, having mid-July things going on. Among other things, that means we got a meeting for folks who want to give their input for the new Tower Green project coming up Thursday.
Yes, sir. Thursday at noon at the community center, and it'll be the third meeting, I believe.
I believe you're right.
And so, and they encourage folks to come out. They want feedback and want your input. That project is evolving, and so the more they can gather from the community is what the community wants to see in that project, the better it'll be for everybody.
Exactly. Projects that have gotten a lot of community input, not only here, but across the country. You can tell people want to go participate and be part of what's going on because they feel like they had their say-so on it.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Anytime anybody can, the citizens can be involved, it makes it that much better because we know exactly what you want and what you want to see and how we can bring it together basically be a betterment for everybody in the whole town and community.
Exactly. Now, this one, of course, the voters said yes as part of that series of votes back in, was it February? I think it was.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh, time flies.
Doesn't seem like that long ago, but it's been a while, hasn't it?
It has been a while. We'll move forward with that one, and quite a bit of things going on. This is the time when any 2 points, you'll probably like to see some instruction over the next week or two.
Yeah, and I came better prepared than I was last Tuesday. I actually have those projects in front of me today. The Tuxedo Boulevard pavement project is underway. That started on July 9th.
Right. All you have to do is drive by and look north, well, south particularly, or west, I guess, particularly, and you can see the barricades there. So.
Yeah. If you're going west on Tuxedo, you're bound to get caught in traffic. So if you need to go that direction, you might think about another way to get there rather than traveling Tuxedo, especially if you're in a hurry. And that project will go from the Caney River Bridge west to 75, all the way east to 75, back to Madison Boulevard there to the fire station. And that project will take a little bit. And
work on one side of 75, finish it up, and then move to the other side.
And then there's some streets around town. You and I talked last week about those. I didn't have those right in front of me, but they start, one of the projects started July 9th and 10th. That was Hendrick Street between Theodore Avenue and Virginia Avenue. And then July 10th and 11th, Nebraska Street between Cummings Avenue and Elmhurst Avenue, and then Cummings Avenue between Ohio Street and Nebraska Street. And they ask that you do not park on the street between 7 and 7 because of the construction and the project that's going on.
If they're trying to do an overlay on the project and they can't put overlay where your vehicle is parked, then there's that funny-looking spot that looks like a vehicle been parked there.
Yes, sir. And then last week we talked about our last council meeting. We approved the transportation committee, and myself and Councilman Alan Jenches are part of that committee as city council. And then we're going to elect three at-large residents. We've got several very good qualified applicants, so we feel like that's going to be a good committee that will be able to hopefully solve some issues on the transportation side for our community that have been ongoing, and a lot of that will stem around funding and other things. But so if you have an interest in that, we ask that you go to the city hall or go online to the city website and apply maybe to be a part of that committee. And as those applications come in, we are reviewing those, and at some point we'll sit down as council and look through those and make some recommendations and add some folks on that committee. There's some other committees. I should have brought the last agenda, but there are some other committees out there, I believe, that we have vacancies. I know we have vacancies on, and if you have interest, whether it be the library or...
Even if there's not a vacancy right now, if you have an interest in, I'm going to say it doesn't matter, the street committee, then go ahead and fill out the application. If there is a entry or a vacancy right now, then they'll try to bring you on immediately. But if there's not a vacancy for 18 months, they'll probably call you up and say, you filled out a paperwork, are you still interested, yes or no, and try to fill it whenever there is a vacancy.
Oh, yeah, you're exactly right. Thanks, Charlie. Some people roll off, and some people for unforeseen circumstances have to, their time commitment is no longer available to serve. And so, you know, we always need people there in the wings so we can fill those roles and vacancies as they come up.
And so, yeah, and it matters. We've had people whose family got relocated due to a corporate move or whatever, or different circumstances, that they fully intended to serve the remaining, I don't care, year and a half of their time on a committee, but it didn't work out that way.
Yes, sir.
And that's such an important part of what the council gets updates and information from these committees that do the preliminary homework, so to speak, on whatever project we're talking about. Whether it's a storm sewer project or rehabbing a street or, for that matter, looking at the overview of the ambulance service or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Some of the other things going on, I think, you made it official last week with a new city manager.
Yes, sir. Mike Bailey was approved 5-0 vote to be the next city manager. And Ed Gordon, who has been, I think, with the city of Bartlesville since 1991, brought some notes here. He's worked in various different departments throughout the city, and he's been the city manager since 2006. You know, those of you that don't know Ed and his wife, Jenny, for that matter, two people that love Bartlesville dearly. You know, Ed graduated from, I believe, Sooner High, and I think it was Sooner High. If I say it wrong, he'll probably skin me.
If the phone starts...
College High. It was a college high. He was a college high in 1966. So, yeah, he'll get after me for saying Sooner High. And then, of course, Mike Bailey is a Bartlesville guy. Mm-hmm. He graduated in, I believe, 1992 here. But Ed, you know, has given many years of service to this city. His wife, Janie, too, she retired a few months prior to his announcement. But Ed, I don't think you can find anybody that loves the city more than Ed Gordon. He's given a lot back to his community. And, you know, I hope, and just being part of the council, I can give back a fraction of what he's been able to do for our great city. And he will be greatly missed, but he has left the city in tremendous positioning right now, and with a lot of great people like Mike Bailey. You know, we've got a lot of wonderful directors. Got a good fire chief. Don't tell him I said that, but
I think you just did, but that's okay.
Mr. Banks does a wonderful job, and then of course we have a great police chief in Holland, and he's recently retired, so now we're looking to fill that role. And
interim leadership of Rocky Bivard there on the police department.
Yes, and Rocky Bivard's been there a long time, and provides great leadership. So we weren't left in bad hands. We've got just a tremendous staff. Economically, the city is in good shape, and we've got some projects. You know, we've talked before about Silver Lake, and now what's going on over at Eastland, and there's just some different things going on. And while we have taken some hits on jobs this last year with the Walmart, you know, the claims division,
right,
and then Siemens and some other things. But, you know, there's been some jobs that have backfilled quietly that a lot of people hadn't, you know, maybe don't know about. I know ABB, I believe, picked up several of the Siemens folks, and they were able to retain them and stay here. I read an article the other day where a group is hiring some of the claims folks. I think they've, you know, picked up 40 or 50, and they intend to employ, I think it was 200 or so before it's over. And so our group that tries to recruit, and you know, they're really out there working, and they've spoken about some different things and projects they've got going that are really in the interim phases. And I know they've got some website things, and they're getting hits. You know, a lot of those hits are coming from companies that are in major metropolitan areas, and they see Bartlesville as, you know, the cost of living is good, the way of life, you know, you don't have the hustle and bustle of the traffic. You know, there's a lot of really good positives we've got going on in the city, and we certainly want to keep that momentum. And I think, you know, Mike Bailey's been doing the city manager job for 7 or 8 months, because, you know, Ed had some health scares, and thank goodness, hopefully those are behind him, and he can really relax and enjoy his retirement. But I think Mike was the right fit, and I'm certainly excited for him and his new role, and I know he's excited as well. And so,
Sure. You were talking about the BDA doing their job, and of course, when we get an announcement, that's already the completion of months and sometimes years worth of work that they have invested in talking with clients and answering questions and that sort of thing. And we see this announcement and something coming up and buildings being built or people being employed, but that's just the completion of what's already been done. Oh,
yeah. Well, and David and Jared are pretty tight-lipped. And rightly so, they don't want to say anything until they don't let the cat out of the bag until the cat's actually in the bag. So they do a tremendous job, and I think a lot of people don't realize how much they hustle and what they do to try to help improve mm-hmm. the city. But they are out there doing a tremendous job, and again, I think there's a lot of I've always kind of been the glass is half full guy, and I tend to think that way regardless, even though we've lost some jobs and some things have happened like that. But and it's hard to explain, and I'm sure you've done it, when you know people outside of Oklahoma, that you talk about Bartlesville and just incredible city it is, the amenities and the things we have for the size city we are. And we have friends, and we tell them, well, you got to come see us. And they finally come see us, and I'm like, wow, Bartlesville. And I'm like, I've been telling you this the whole time.
It's amazing, like you say, you get that expression on a friend's face, and yes, really is neat. I say, yeah, I've been telling you for, I don't care, X many days, weeks, months, years, and then they finally make the trip, whether it's a long one or a short one. But people walk away, say, this is not your typical 30,000, 40,000 city of what's going on.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, all the things. I went to the kiddie park this weekend, and we had some family in town, and it was the first time they'd ever been, and they were just amazed that, wow, you guys do this every weekend? I'm like, yeah, I don't know if it's just the weekend. We tend to be going on Fridays or Saturday nights. And my kids are getting to the age where they're almost big enough. Here next year we may just have one that can ride the rides, but but they still enjoy it. And it's amazing. You get people coming into town from all over because of that. I used to have a young lady that worked for me in Holdenville, Oklahoma, and she grew up in Coffeyville. And when we moved to Bartlesville, she saw Beth post pictures of Kitty Park on Facebook, and she's like, I can remember as a kid going there. And then I thought, well, that makes me feel old. You're talking about doing it when you're a kid. But we really, truly have some amazing things in this community, and in the street projects, that's going to make things better. Although, as you said earlier, it's kind of going to be you might have a little aggravation for a while, but that's typical anytime you go through construction.
Well, and this is the time of year as far as getting things done. I don't care, asphalt seems to pour better when it's hot weather and that sort of thing, so we understand why it's all getting done in all within a, I'll say, 4 to 6 month crunch time. But it's just like you said, a temporary 1 week, 2 week aggravation for a particular driver, or two or three or four.
Well, and you get to the end of it, and it'll be a lot better for everybody. And I heard you say there may be some rain on the horizon for today or tomorrow. Although that might interrupt those projects, I'll take it.
Yeah, we can always, or nearly always, use the rainfall. So it's good when we get it. And you see the high temperature for this weekend, even they're talking around 100 degrees for a high on Friday or so. Again, it's summertime in Oklahoma, to be expected.
Well, we're getting to that time of year, and it seems like we really didn't have much of a winter, and we went right from that straight to summer. I don't think we had a spring, but Oklahoma weather is it's kind of unique. My insurance agent one time said, "Well, it's the only place in America he had an ice claim, a fire claim, a tornado, he had every claim you could, earthquake, whatever possibly you could have in one given weekend."
We're talking with City Councilman Trevor Dorsey this morning on K1 Community Connection, and we will continue in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process. And which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And we continue this morning on A Community Connection with Trevor Dorsey talking city business. And since there was no city council meeting, not a lot of brand new business to talk about, but we certainly have something to talk about with a retirement party for Mr. Gordon.
Yes, sir. Mr. Gordon, again, served 27 years in the city and had a great distinguished career through the wastewater department and then the public works and then as the city manager for 12 years. And so he has formally announced his retirement, and there will be a party in his honor on August 1st, and that will be at the community center. Mm-hmm. So we would love for you to come out and pay homage and recognize his efforts, and then also support Mike Bailey, I guess, in the same time. And I know that that's what Ed would want. And again, thankful for all his many years, and he'll certainly be missed. But I think we've been left in good hands.
Well, I don't think that while he may be officially retired, I think he'll still be active in what's going on in the
country. Oh yes, sir. I think he'll be around. I hope he is. you know, I think we all want him to stay involved and active. But I do know that he sure enjoys his time with his grandkids. Matter of fact, I took my boys to Jared's Ice Cream. It was Friday night, and Ed and Janie were there with their grandkids, and so we got to sit and visit with them. And the weather was nice. Mm-hmm. Friday evening, be sitting out at Jared's having ice cream.
Yeah. Well, again, the party that is
August 1st, and that is at the Barnesville Community Center. And I'm not sure exactly when that kicks off, but you can go to the City of Barnesville website, and I'm sure there'll be more coming out. I think, you know, obviously the paper and other. I did have that time.
We'll repeat that for folks here in just a little bit.
And our next city council meeting will be Monday, August the 6th. So okay. if you want to come out and hear what's on the agenda, or we always invite the public to speak for public comment. So mm-hmm. if you've got anything you want to bring up or talk about.
Ed will be hosting his City Matters program Monday morning. And I believe he's got two or three of the ladies from the city, as far as city employees who are going to be coming in and joining them. So I'm not sure I think he mentioned which names, but that was a few days ago, so I'm not sure they were all been confirmed yet, so I'm not going to start mentioning names. But several city employees joining him on Monday morning, 9:30 here. Other things going on, the city, I think, closed out the fiscal year on a positive note. Mr. Bailey always has budgets conservatively, and rightfully so, but I think seems as though things worked out well this past fiscal year.
They did. I think our budget was everything came out very, very good at the end of the year, and then the forecast, what we looked at for 19 looks very good and promising. And of course, as you'd mentioned earlier, those bond issues were passed, so there'll be a lot of that money will start flowing in the community, so you'll start seeing these projects come to fruition. and the Tower Green project, again, that next meeting is Thursday the 19th at noon at the community center. So if you can make it out to that, we'd love for you to come out, and because they want the city's input, want the citizens to have input on what they want in that, you know, as they put that project together. And I think Jim Curd and Alan Jensez are both the councilmen that are involved in that, and they have some at-large, much like we're looking at doing with the
transportation. And I want to just clarify, this is we're not talking about a street committee. This is actually a transportation committee, whether it's public transportation or, for that matter, just making best use of all modes of transportation.
Oh yes, sir. And the city, I think we have some services now where we can provide public transportation. If you don't have a vehicle, you can get to and from work, to and from class, or wherever you're going. And we certainly want to try to continue to make that program better for everybody involved, and hopefully find some other sources of funding, and again to continue to grow and expand that so that it is the very best it can be, and provide the best quality and cheapest transportation services we can. And I think were pretty extraordinary for a city of our size that we even have some of this, you know. Larger cities like Tulsa, Oklahoma City, you know, more metro areas have those type of services. And so I don't know if we'll ever get to having bus stops and things like that, but, you know, that's a goal or something to shoot for that we
it's at least we're talking about anyway.
Yes, sir. We're gonna at least have a committee put together where we can look at all the different aspects and sources, revenue sources, and which we can use to try to expand and make it better.
Trevor, thank you so much for your time. Trevor Dorsey this morning on 1400 K1.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. Democratic State Representative Jason